This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Today is 1 year since the shooting at a King Soopers in Boulder that left 10 people dead. Among the dead was Boulder Police Officer Eric Talley. The city's police chief, Maris Herold, says since the shooting, the department has lost officers to burnout or retirement.
We're relying on overtime funding to make sure that we have our minimum staffing on these watches. And so you can understand that these police officers are tired.
Herold says some officers who have quit cite the shooting as a reason that they're leaving. The department is currently trying to hire 27 officers and more 911 dispatchers. There is progress on the work to bring clean drinking water to 50,000 people in southeast Colorado. An agreement among federal and state officials changes the footprint of the Arkansas Valley Conduit. The pipeline follows the Arkansas River from Pueblo to Lamar. The change uses Pueblo's water system to treat and deliver water and bring the pipeline closer to the first cities in line, Avondale and Boone, just east of Pueblo. The Durango and Silverton Narrow Gauge Train Company has agreed to a $20 million settlement with the federal government to cover damage from a 2018 wildfire. The 416 fire burned more than 54,000 acres over 6 months, making it one of Colorado's largest fires. Investigators say it was started by embers from a coal-burning steam train engine. The railroad denies those findings, but it has agreed to stop running coal-burning locomotives when fire danger is high. In Denver this morning, it's 30 degrees, Colorado Springs 31. Front range highs will be close to 40 today. This is CPR News and KRCC.